Chapter 5. Heat and Browning. From the World Cooking Systems Atlas. After this chapter, medium-high heat stops being a number to dial in and starts being a question to answer. You will know which of three regimes the dish is in, what each regime punishes, and where the line is between brown and burnt. The single most lied about variable in a recipe. A recipe says medium-high heat, 8 minutes. The home cook turns the dial to 7 out of 10, sets a timer, and watches a fish fillet release water for 8 minutes without ever forming a crust. The recipe was written by a chef who tested it on a gas range with a heavy carbon steel pan and 300 grams of fish. The home cook is using an electric coil, a thin nonstick pan, and 450 grams of fish straight from the fridge. The dial is set the same. Almost nothing else is the same. This is the most common heat failure in the home kitchen, and it's not the cook's fault. Medium-high heat is the laziest piece of vocabulary in the entire recipe writing tradition. It pretends to describe a physical quantity. It actually describes the writer's hope. The writer is hoping that whatever surface temperature the writer's pan settled at in the writer's kitchen, with the writer's volume of food, is what your pan will settle at too. It will not. Pans differ. Stoves differ. Volumes differ. Starting temperatures of the food differ. The dial number on the stove is a fiction, and the recipe writer half knows it. There's a better way to think about heat, and it does not start with a dial. It starts with what the heat is doing to the food. Heat in a kitchen is not one thing. It moves into food through three different physical pathways, and each pathway does a different kind of work. A cook who can name which of the three pathways a dish is using has stopped reading recipes literally and started reading them structurally. The dial number will still matter, but it becomes a tool, not a target. The three pathways are convection, conduction, and radiation. Most home cooks have never been told these in plain language. In this chapter, they are called the convective regime, the contact regime, and the radiant regime, because that is closer to how they feel from the cook's side of the pan. Each regime does one job well. Each regime has exactly one failure mode that catches cooks out. Most the recipe didn't work complaints are a regime question in disguise. The cook was in one regime and thought they were in another. This chapter is the long version of that distinction. 2. The three heat regimes. Most cooking is one of three regimes. The names matter less than the boundaries between them. But the names help the cook hold the distinctions in mind while the pan is hot. And the easiest way to feel them is to start with what is touching what. The convective regime is when the food is surrounded by a hot fluid, water, broth, steam, deep oil. The fluid is moving, even when it looks still, and the moving fluid transfers heat into the food evenly from every direction. A potato simmering in stock, an egg poaching in just trembling water, a dumpling steaming over a wok, a chicken thigh confiting in low oil, all of these are convective. The food is bathed. Heat arrived from everywhere at once. And the temperature ceiling of the cook is the temperature of the fluid. Boiling water cannot exceed 100 degrees Celsius. Steam will not crack 100 degrees Celsius until it is pressurized. Oil can be pushed much higher, which is why deep frying is convective, but feels nothing like boiling. The fluid is different. The contact regime is when the food is pressed against a hot, dry, or barely wet surface. The pan is the boundary. Heat moves from the pan into the food through the bottom face only, fast and concentrated, while the rest of the food sits in air. A steak on cast iron, a pancake on a flat top, a piece of tofu in a thin film of oil, an egg fried sunny side up, these are contact. The pan is hot, the food is in contact with one face of the pan, and the contact face cooks differently than the air face. This is the regime where browning happens. This is also the regime where scorching happens. They are the same mechanism at different temperatures. The radiant regime is when heat arrives without anything in between. The food is suspended in an oven cavity or beneath a broiler, and infrared waves move through air and strike the surface of the food. Roasting a chicken at 200 degrees Celsius, broiling a piece of fish, blistering peppers under the salamander, finishing a creme brulee under a torch, these are radiant. There is no fluid bath and no pan bottom. The heat comes from the walls of the cavity, the element above, or the flame. The food surface heats fastest because it is directly exposed. The interior heats slowly through conduction from its own outer layer. Most real dishes use more than one regime in sequence. A roast chicken is contact, the sear in the pan, into radiant, the oven. A pasta dish is convective, the boiling water, into contact, the finishing pan into off heat, the resting bowl. A braise is contact, the brown, into convective, the long slow simmer in liquid, into radiant, the oven roof if it is a covered Dutch oven, in the oven. The cook who can name each transition can also name the moment to adjust the heat. The cook who cannot will keep one dial setting for too long and watch the dish miss its window. A short table of what each regime does well and what it punishes. Convective, what it does well, even cooking, gentle internal temperature, protein not seized. What it punishes, surface browning, impossible water caps at 100 degrees Celsius. Collagen poor cuts that need a quick sear. Typical recipes, poaching, simmering, steaming, deep frying, carbonara, the pasta side. Contact, what it does well, browning, crust, Maillard reaction, quick rendering of fat, intense surface texture. What it punishes, even interior cooking of thick foods, thin protein left on too long, uncrowded pan required. Typical recipes, searing, pan frying, griddle, steak au poivre, yakiniku. Radiant, what it does well, browning across a non-flat surface, a whole roast, slow drying of a surface to crisp it, controlled finish from above. What it punishes, anything thin. Anything wet on the surface, it steams in its own moisture. Anything alone in a too large cavity, oven roasting, broiling, creme brulee, French onion soup, the top under the broiler. The table is a starting point. It is not the chapter. The chapter is the question the table makes possible. Which regime am I in, and which transition is about to happen? The single risk of each regime. Each regime has exactly one failure mode that catches cooks out. Knowing the failure mode is more useful than knowing the regime, because the failure mode tells the cook where the line is. The cook starts a sauce reduction at high heat, walks away, comes back, and finds the pan dry with a thin browned crust at the bottom. The convective regime worked while there was fluid. Then the fluid disappeared, and the regime silently switched from convective to contact. And the contact regime started doing its work on a sauce that was not meant for contact. The cook returns to find scorch. The recipe never said, watch for the water to leave, because the recipe writer assumed the cook would notice. Most cooks do not notice, because nothing visibly changes until the regime has already switched. The fix is to recognize the moment. A reduction is convective as long as there is fluid moving in the pan. The instant the fluid is no longer simmering, when the surface goes from rippling to glassy, when the bubbles slow from a rolling boil to a thick pop, the regime has just changed. The cook is now in contact, and the contact regime needs lower heat, constant stirring, or removal from the burner. A bechamel that thickens this way is fine. A wine reduction that gets here unattended is burnt. The transition is the dish's most fragile moment. Contact. The surface crosses to scorch. Browning and burning are the same chemistry at different temperatures. Maillard reaction happens roughly between 140 degrees Celsius and 165 degrees Celsius on the surface. Caramelization of sugars happens between 160 degrees Celsius and 180 degrees Celsius. Above 200 degrees Celsius on a dry surface, the same reactions stop producing the brown and savory compounds the cook is after and start producing acrid, bitter compounds the cook is not. The transition has no sharp line. It is a continuum. Mahogany is good, carbon is not. The cook is choosing a window, and the window is narrower than most recipes suggest. The cook in the contact regime is reading two signals at once, the color of the food and the sound of the pan. A pan that has gone silent is a pan that has dried out, the moisture is gone, and the next thing it will do is scorch. A pan with a steady high sizzle is a pan with moisture still leaving the food into the fat. The transition from sizzle to silence is the warning. Some dishes want to go right up to that warning. A steak crust is closer to the line than a chicken thighs crust. But knowing where the line is, and that the sound goes first, is most of the skill. Radiant. The surface crosses to char. The radiant regime has the longest fuse and the most catastrophic ending. A chicken in the oven looks fine for 40 minutes, and then, in the last five, the wingtips go black and the breast skin splits. A piece of fish under the broiler is gorgeous at 3 minutes and inedible at five. The radiant regime accumulates color slowly until it doesn't, and then it accumulates all at once. The cook who only checks at the end. The fix is to check on a different schedule. Radiant cooking wants visual checks every few minutes once color starts, not a single check at the timer. The cook who has roasted a chicken at 200 degrees Celsius three times now knows that the skin shifts from pale to golden between minute 30 and minute 40, and from golden to mahogany between minute 40 and minute 50. After minute 50, every minute matters more than the previous minute. The acceleration is real, and it is what catches cooks out. The recipe says, until golden brown. Golden brown is a 40-second window in an hour-long roast. The cook who has lived through one ruined chicken learns it. The most useful single piece of vocabulary in this chapter is the word browning. It is the umbrella for several different chemical events that share an appearance. The cook does not need to know the chemistry in any detail, but the cook does need to know there are two main events and they prefer different conditions. The first is the Maillard reaction, the reaction between amino acids from protein and reducing sugars, a kind of sugar that exists in many foods, not just sweet ones. This is what browns meat, what gives bread its crust, what darkens the surface of a seared scallop or roasted onion. Maillard prefers a dry surface and temperatures between roughly 140 degrees Celsius and 165 degrees Celsius. Below 140 degrees Celsius, Maillard happens very slowly. Above about 200 degrees Celsius on a dry surface, it starts producing bitter compounds. The window is narrower than most cooks realize. And the most common mistake is to put wet protein into a pan and expect Maillard. Water on the surface holds the pan temperature at 100 degrees Celsius until the water is gone, by which time the cook has already given up on the sear and turned the heat up. Now the pan is too hot and the surface burns. The second is caramelization, the reaction of sugars alone, without amino acids, at higher temperatures. Onions sweated slowly until brown are technically more Maillard than caramelization. Their proteins are present. Pure caramel from white sugar is pure caramelization. Caramelization happens between 160 degrees Celsius and 180 degrees Celsius and produces a different family of flavor compounds. Deeper, more bitter at the edge, less savory. The two reactions live next to each other in most brown foods, and the cook does not need to separate them at the pan. The cook just needs to know that browning is not one thing, and that the conditions for it, dry surface, sufficient heat, enough time at the right temperature, are the same regardless of which reaction dominates. A useful ladder for thinking about the visual progression of browning. Pale, the surface has lost its raw look but has not begun to color. This is what wet protein in a too cold pan stays at forever. Golden, early Maillard, the surface has begun to gather color, flavor is starting to develop. For chicken skin or a piece of bread, this is often the stopping point. The dish still wants more interior cooking, but the surface is where the recipe asks for it. Mahogany, deep Maillard, well-developed crust, the surface flavor is at its peak. This is what a steak crust is going for. This is what an oven-roasted chicken wants on the wingtips and the breast skin. Dark, the edge of useful browning. Bitter notes are beginning to enter the flavor. Some dishes want this. A deeply charred peeled pepper, the black bits on the edge of a yakiniku slice, the rim of a tart tatin's caramel. Carbon, past the point. The surface is producing burnt acrid compounds and the dish is taking on a bitter undertone that no amount of seasoning will fix. The latter is a description, not a target. Different dishes stop at different rungs on purpose. A creme brulee's top is mahogany at the edge of dark, and that is the point. A piece of fish wants golden, and dark is a failure. A steak crust wants mahogany, and pale is a failure of conviction. The cook who can name the rung the dish is asking for has solved a problem most cooks don't know they have. The recipes below are linked to the site, and the paragraph after each link is a reading of what the dish is doing with heat. This is the same approach as the 7-axis readings in Chapter 1, but the lens is narrower. Which regime, which transition, which failure point? Steak au poivre, the contact regime, decisive. A steak crust is the contact regime at its most demanding. The pan must be at the high end of Maillard, somewhere in the 180 to 200 Celsius range on the bottom face of the meat, before the meat goes in. The meat must be dry. Any surface moisture will hold the pan at 100 degrees Celsius until it boils off, during which time the rest of the steak overcooks. The cook commits, presses the meat down, and does not move it for the first 90 seconds. The decision is binary. The crust either forms or does not. The peppercorn coating intensifies the contact's effect, because the cracked pepper makes a textured surface that holds more Maillard sites than a smooth one. The pan sauce that follows is convective and short. Wine and cream in the same pan, with the fond on the bottom dissolving into the liquid. Two regimes, in sequence, in under 10 minutes. For internal doneness on whole-cut beef, carryover cooking is the part most home cooks underestimate. Pull the steak at 50 to 53 Celsius internal for medium rare. It will climb another 3 to 5 degrees Celsius while resting. Whole cut beef can be cooked to medium rare safely. Ground meat cannot. See Section 7. French onion soup. Caramelization as the dish. Most savory recipes use browning as a step. French onion soup uses browning as the substance. The onions are sweated slowly in butter and a small amount of oil in a heavy pan for 45 minutes to an hour. The cook is not cooking the onions. The cook is conducting a long, slow Maillard and caramelization on them. The heat is just below the line where the bottom would scorch. The cook stirs, deglazes with small splashes of water when the fond on the bottom darkens, and waits. The dish's depth is the dish's color. A pale, watery onion soup is a soup with no Maillard performed on it. No amount of beef broth will rescue it. After the onions are dark, the regime shifts. Broth is added, convective. The soup simmers briefly to integrate, and the bowl is finished under the broiler with bread and cheese, radiant. Three regimes in one bowl, each doing a different job, and the long contact regime step is what the dish is named after. Crème brûlée, radiant heat as theater. The custard itself is convective, baked in a water bath at low oven temperature. The surrounding water holding the cavity at a gentle sealing, so the custard sets without cracking. But the dish is named for what happens next. After the custard is cold, a thin layer of sugar is sprinkled on top, and the sugar is taken to dark caramelization with a torch or under a broiler. This is the radiant regime used for the smallest possible job. A thin sugar surface, 10 seconds at full power, transforming from pale to dark in less time than the cook expected. This is the regime's character on display. It accelerates at the end. The dish is convective for an hour and radiant for 10 seconds. And the 10 seconds is what the diner remembers. Bacalao al pilpil. Contact at the edge of breaking. Salt cod, olive oil, garlic, chili. The fish is laid in warm, not hot oil, skin side down. The cook is using contact at its lowest functional temperature. If the oil is too hot, the fish curls and gives up its gelatin too fast, and the emulsion will not form. If the oil is too cold, the gelatin will not release at all. The window is roughly 70 to 80 degrees Celsius of oil. After the fish is gently cooked through, it is removed, and the oil is whisked with the gelatin and a small amount of fish liquor to form the emulsion. This is contact used not for browning, but for slow, gentle rendering. The dish never gets above the temperature where Maillard begins. Carbonara, convective into contact into off heat. Pasta in salted boiling water, convective. Guanciale rendering in a dry skillet, contact, but at low heat, the rendering wants slow. The pasta is drained, the hot pasta meets the guanciale and its rendered fat, contact with the pasta water added to create a thin emulsion. And then the pan is pulled off the heat, completely off, before the beaten egg and cheese mixture is added. This is the load-bearing moment of carbonara, and it is the one most home cooks get wrong. The pan must be off the burner, with residual heat only, when the egg goes in. If the pan is on the burner, the residual heat is supplemented by ongoing heat, and the egg cooks past the silky thickness of a sauce into the scrambled curd of a mistake. The cook is using the absence of one regime as a tool. The pan is no longer contact, it is no longer convective, it is in the off-heat moment that the dish requires. Clam chowder, convective with mixed protein. A chowder is convective from start to finish. Onion and bacon render briefly in contact, then potatoes and clam liquor and milk join, convective. The clams are added at the very end. Clams cook in under 3 minutes. A clam left in the pot for 10 is rubbery. The chowder simmers gently, never a rolling boil, because dairy at a hard boil breaks. The lesson is the mixed protein. The onion can sit in the broth for an hour. The potato for 15 minutes. The clam must arrive last. Three proteins, one regime, three different windows. Tart tatin. Caramelization carried through a bake. The apples are caramelized in butter and sugar on the stovetop first. Contact regime, deep caramelization, mahogany at the edge of dark. Then the pastry is laid over, and the whole pan goes into the oven, radiant. The dish is read upside down. When inverted, the dark caramel surface is the top of the tart. The risk is the moment of inversion. Too soon and the caramel has not yet set. Too late and it has cooled to candy. Two regimes in sequence and a third risk in the unmolding. Yakiniku, contact distributed across the table. A grill at the table, small pieces of meat cooked in seconds at high contact heat by the diner themselves. The cook has prepared the components, sliced the meat thin enough that contact cooking is the right regime, made the sauces, set out the vegetables. The cooking is delegated to the diner, in pieces small enough that the contact regime can complete its work in 15 to 30 seconds per side. The lesson is slice thickness. At the right thickness for the regime, the meat browns and finishes simultaneously. At the wrong thickness, it either browns and stays raw, or cooks through and stays pale. The dial is fixed. The geometry of the meat is the variable. Reading a new dish for its heat regime, the cook who has read this far now has a small but reusable habit available to them. Before starting any unfamiliar recipe, take 30 seconds to read it for the regime sequence. The questions are short. Which regime is the dish in for most of its cooking time? Braised, convective with a contact entry. Roasted, radiant with possibly a contact entry. Sautéed, contact throughout. Boiled, convective. The regime answers what the dish is doing at the level of physics. Are there transitions, and where? A roast chicken transitions from contact to radiant. A risotto transitions from contact, the toasting of the rice, to convective, the slow addition of stock. The transitions are the moments where the cook's attention is most required. What is each transition's failure mode? The convective to contact failure is the water boiling off. The contact's failure is scorch. The radiant's failure is char. The cook who has named the transitions has also named the moments to watch. What is the dial doing, and is the dial enough? Some dishes need the dial to move during the cook. Pulled higher for the sear, dropped for the braise, pushed up again for the reduction. A cook who reads the regime sequence first knows in advance which dial moves are required. This is a small habit. It takes one slow breath. It changes nothing about the recipe. What it changes is the cook's posture in front of the pan, from someone following a sequence to someone anticipating it. By the 10th dish, the posture is automatic, and the recipe writer's vague medium-high heat, 8 minutes, has become the cook's clear contact regime. Surface to mahogany, sound first. 7. The doneness windows and the safety floor. Almost every conversation about heat eventually arrives at internal temperature. This is a place where home cooking and food safety overlap, and where the home cook has a responsibility the recipe writer often fails to communicate. What follows is not a chef's preference, it is the floor. Ground meats, poultry, and pork must be cooked through. Ground meat distributes any surface bacteria throughout the patty, which is why a steak can be cooked rare and a hamburger cannot. Ground beef, lamb, pork, chicken, turkey, all of them are cooked through preparations. The target is 70 to 74 degrees Celsius internal, held momentarily. There is no medium doneness for ground meat. There is no to your liking for chicken. This is not a stylistic choice. It is the safety floor. Whole cut beef and whole cut lamb can be cooked to medium rare safely. A steak is a whole cut. Bacteria live on the surface, and the surface is cooked by the sear. The interior can remain at 50 to 55 degrees Celsius, the medium rare window for beef, without risk. The same logic applies to lamb chops and roast lamb, 60 to 65 degrees Celsius internal, for medium. It does not apply to ground versions of either. Whole cut pork is the case most home cooks are still uncertain about. Where trichinella is no longer the risk it once was, permits whole cut pork at around 63 degrees Celsius internal, with a brief rest. Ground pork, again, is the exception. Cook through to 70 to 74 degrees Celsius. Chicken is cooked through, regardless of cut. Whole bird, breast, thigh, wing, the target at 74 degrees Celsius internal, at the thickest point. Pink juice from a chicken is undercooked chicken. A thermometer is the right tool here, and one of the cheapest pieces of equipment that will change a cook's life. Fish has two paths. Sashimi grade, properly frozen to Anisaki's killing temperatures, typically negative 20 degrees Celsius for 24 hours by commercial standards, can be eaten raw or near raw. Non-sashimi-grade fish is a cook-through preparation. Target 60 to 65 degrees Celsius internal. The home cook who buys fish from a supermarket should treat it as cook-through unless the label says otherwise. Soft yolk eggs, poached, soft-boiled, sunny-side-up, the runny yolk of a carbonara or a hollandaise are a stylistic choice that comes with a caveat. They are not suitable for vulnerable populations. Pregnant people, the immunocompromised, the very young, the very old. For those diners, eggs should be cooked through or made with pasteurized egg products. A short table of useful internal temperatures. Beef steak, whole cut, 50 to 53 degrees Celsius for medium rare, 55 to 58 degrees Celsius for medium. Pull 3 to 5 degrees low and let carryover cooking finish the job. Lamb whole cut, 55 to 60 degrees Celsius for medium rare, 60 to 65 degrees Celsius for medium. Same carryover logic. Core cold cut, 63 degrees Celsius with a rest for medium, 70 degrees Celsius for well done. Trichinella risk is low in modern pork supply, but not zero in all regions. Ground meats, beef, lamb, pork, poultry, 70 to 74 degrees Celsius, no exceptions. No medium, no rare. Safety floor. Chicken, any cut, whole bird, 74 degrees Celsius at the thickest point. Pink juice means undercooked. Use a thermometer. Fish, non-sashimi grade, 60 to 65 degrees Celsius, the flesh is opaque and flakes. Fish sashimi grade, raw or seared rare, cook's choice. Must have been frozen to anisakis killing temperatures. Egg soft yolk barely set around 63 degrees Celsius. Not for pregnant, immunocompromised, very young, very old. Eggs cooked through, yolk fully set. The default for institutional and vulnerable population cooking. The doneness window is not a chef's secret. It is information the home cook has the right to. The recipe writer who omits it is doing the cook a disservice. A $30 instant read thermometer is the most important piece of equipment in this chapter, and the only one this chapter recommends buying. 18. Common misunderstandings. Higher heat is faster cooking, often the opposite. Higher heat browns the surface faster than the interior can warm. A chicken thigh at very high heat will char on the skin while the meat near the bone is still cold. A moderate oven for longer will often deliver an interior at temperature with a surface still in the right window. High heat is for thin or quick foods. The pan should be smoking before the meat goes in. A pan smoking over its smoke point is producing acrid compounds and is past the temperature where Maillard works cleanly. The cook wants the pan hot, not smoking. The test, a drop of water flicked on the surface dances in beads, does not evaporate instantly, does not pool. At home, with butter or olive oil, the smoking pan is past the line. After meat comes off heat, the temperature continues to climb for several minutes. Carryover cooking, as heat conducted into the outer layers moves toward the center. A steak pulled at 50 degrees Celsius will finish at 53 to 55 degrees Celsius while resting. The cook who does not rest is cooking the meat to its final temperature while it is still in the pan, which means the surface is overcooking past the point the cook wanted. The dial number means the same on every stove. It does not. A medium on a gas range and on an electric coil and on an induction hob can be three different surface temperatures. The cook learns the stove, not the dial. Browning is just for looks. Browning is the visible signal of flavor compound formation. The brown crust on a steak contains compounds that did not exist in the raw meat. A piece of meat that is medium rare but pale is medium rare meat that the cook never let develop crust flavor. Browning is the dish's flavor signature. All ovens hold their set temperature. Most do not. Most home ovens overshoot and undershoot their target by 10 to 20 degrees Celsius in a cycle, and many are calibrated wrong by 15 to 20 degrees Celsius in a fixed direction. An oven thermometer is the second most useful piece of equipment in this chapter. The cook who has measured their oven knows that 180 degrees Celsius on the dial is actually 165 degrees Celsius and adjusts. In the open fire restaurant I worked in for a season in Hanoi, the head cook would never let me touch the broth pots without a hand on the side of the pan first. He would press his palm against the metal, feel the temperature, and then nod or not. If the metal was hot enough that his palm came away in under 3 seconds, the broth had passed into a simmer too aggressive for the bones. He wanted it slower. If the palm could stay for 5 seconds without flinching, the broth was where he wanted it. He would never have phrased it as 85 degrees Celsius. He phrased it as 3 seconds is too fast. I watched him do this maybe 200 times that season, and I came to understand that the dial on the stove was a stranger to him. The temperature he cared about was the temperature of the food. The only instrument he trusted for measuring it was his hand on the pan and his eye on the surface of the broth. He could tell from across the room when a pot had started to scorch, because the sound had changed. I think about that hand on the pan often. The home cook with a thermometer and an oven gauge can replicate instrumentally what that cook could do by attention. The thermometer is faster for someone who has not yet built the attention. The attention is faster for someone who has. The point is that the dial is not the variable. The food is the variable. The pan is the variable. The cook is the variable. One more thing. The hardest sentence for a cook to say at the stove is the heat is wrong. It feels like an admission of failure. The recipe said medium high, you set medium high, and the dish is not doing what it's supposed to. The cook is tempted to push on and hope the dish recovers. It rarely does. The skill is to adjust mid-dish. Pull the pan off the burner for 30 seconds. Drop the dial 2 notches. Move the food to a cooler corner of the pan. The recipe will not say to do this because the writer did not know what your stove was doing. This is what controlling heat actually is. Not the dial, the attention. At minimum, 4 things. First, the language of regimes. Convective, contact, radiant. Each does one job well. Each has one failure mode. Most dishes use more than one in sequence. The cook who can name the regime has stopped reading recipes, literally. Second, the browning ladder. Pale, golden, mahogany, dark, carbon. Dishes ask for different rungs on purpose. The cook who can name the rung has stopped guessing at the crust. Third, the doneness floor. Ground meats, poultry, and pork are cooked through. Whole cut beef and lamb have medium rare windows. Fish has 2 pads, sashimi grade or cooked through. A thermometer delivers the window. The cook reads a new recipe for its regime sequence, identifies transitions, anticipates failure modes, corrects the dial in real time. The translation from medium-high heat to contact regime, surface to mahogany, watch the sound is permanent.